Months after the bombing in Libya started, Congress dusts off its authority and tries to rescue Gaddafi.
The administration violated the Constitution.
We have no troops on the ground where we are supporting a NATO mission.
Is Gaddafi an evil man? Certainly. But where are you, Congress?
The Libyan conflict raises an old debate about one of the clearest sentences in the U.S. Constitution. The Congress shall have power to declare war.
Fight the power! Fight the power!
The White House says the Libyan operation is not a war. Maybe they should ask Gaddafi. War powers acting on Capitol Hill. Is it for real? On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Congress and the White House get into it on Libya. What did we learn about the operation and what is the constitutional issue? Todd Zwillick will join us on this Thursday, June 16th.
But at the top of the news this morning, worries about Greece's debt crisis and that it might spread throughout the entire globe. World stocks hit a three-month low this morning as Greece spirals toward a default, possibly next month. Instability in the Greek government is making things worse. This morning, Prime Minister George Papandreou is expected to reshuffle his cabinet and call for a confidence vote in Parliament. But this Athens resident says that's likely to block out the sun. That's like trying to block out the sun with your finger.
A cabinet reshuffle with what? The same ministers? I remember our grandfathers used to do that. It's the same people every time. It's different meals, but they're cooked in the same pot.
The only way for Greece to avert a default would be to pass another round of deep spending cuts. If they can't do that, the European Union could withhold bailout money and leave Greece bankrupt. Those cuts, though, very unpopular in Greece, and they led to riots in Athens yesterday.
A promotion for Al-Qaeda's longtime number two.
Ummatana al-Muslima, al-Ghaliyat al-Habiba.
That's the voice of Ayman al-Zuhari, who just a few hours ago was officially named the new leader of al-Qaeda. The group put out a statement on several jihadist websites. It's not a surprise. The 60-year-old al-Zuhari was Osama bin Laden's deputy for more than a decade. The White House says President Obama has the authority to continue that military campaign in Libya without congressional approval because American involvement falls short of full-blown hostilities. Meanwhile, the Libyan rebels are trying to fight their way from the city of Misrata toward the capital. The BBC's Andrew Harding is with them.
Some long-range rockets coming into the port here at Misrata in the past couple of days. That's really alarmed people here. They thought they were out of range. It's clear they're not. Towards the west, the road towards Tripoli, which of course is where the big push is going, very slow progress. A lot of rebels killed in the past few days, perhaps more than 40, really only to gain perhaps a mile or so of new territory.
Sounds like a war, apparently, to the BBC's Andrew Harding. Is the U.S. involved in a war in Libya? We'll talk about the debate in Washington over that in just a few moments.
Arizona Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords is home from the hospital 5 months after being shot during a political event. She'll receive daily intensive therapy at her Houston home. And the hacker group called Lull Security is hard at work. They hacked into the CIA's website, disabled it for about an hour. Officials say no classified material was compromised, though.
And the Boston Bruins have won their first Stanley Cup in nearly 40 years, beating the Vancouver Canucks 4-0. Vancouver fans did not take the news very well. Enraged Canadians smashed windows, set fires to cars, and looted shops. Police had to use tear gas to contain the crowds. Asian and European markets are down this morning. Futures are down on Wall Street. The Dow gets underway at 11,897. The S&P opens at 1,265. And the NASDAQ at 2,631. Coming up, with unemployment above 9%, should baby boomers retire early?
This is Seth from Hoboken. Baby boomers should not be forced to retire, but certainly be encouraged to make way for their younger counterparts.
Bill Clinton and the rest of you, step aside for the younger workers. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Should baby boomers be encouraged to get out early? Later this hour.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.